You're listening to VFN Radio. Listen now to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe could be a part of helping bring a third Great Awakening to America. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety on God.TV. Enjoy.
There's a glory up here right now. Oh! 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 Praise God. There's a new wine flowing tonight. There's a new wine. I was praying today. We welcome you from around the world. God television in your living rooms tonight. Church overflows. Overflows of revival wherever you're watching. Welcome the Great Awakening Healing Revival, South Africa. And it's wide open. It's wide open tonight. Hallelujah. I was praying today. And when I was praying, I was saying, God, the God of glory, the God of that thunders, the God does wonders. And I was thinking about today is the beginning of praying for the anointing of signs in the heavens above and wonders in the earth beneath. The heavens declare the glory of God. Come on, lift up your voices and prophesy. Tonight, if you're watching, if you're tuning into the broadcast, every night is a fresh anointing. And it's like day by day by day, God speaks to us what's next. And I know that tonight there's something about welcoming the supernatural realms of heaven. Supernatural realms of heaven. And a realm of glory. I want to go higher and higher into a place in the glory of God I've never gone before because I'm not satisfied. There's something tonight about the glory of His goodness and the favor and the blessing that comes from the glory. It's going to be tangible. And the glory of the Lord will appear upon many of us. And the Lord will arise over you. It's time to arise and shine, church, for your light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen. It's risen upon you, South Africa. It's risen upon you, Durban. It's rising upon the world. The knowledge of the glory of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The glory is going to be deeper than the oceans. The knowledge of the glory of God. The whole world is going to know the knowledge, the intimate knowledge of the glory of God. And it'll be like the waters that cover the sea. It's like we're moving out into the ocean. We're moving out into the deep ocean tonight. We're not just ankle deep. We're not just knee deep. We're waist deep. And then it's a river in which you cannot cross. And you got to swim. You got to swim in the glory. Come on. Who's going to swim? Who's going to swim? Days of wonder. Come on. Prophesy. Prophesy with me in your home. Prophesy. All nations. All nations. Sing with us. The days of wonder. Signs and wonders that bring people to Jesus. Signs and wonders that capture the attention of nations. The heavens declare the glory of God. How many of you are ready for an open heaven? Not just in this church, not just in this building, not just over your lives, but an open heaven, an open gate and door over the city. And God, we bring the city of Tonga under the cloud. The city come under the cloud. The city come under the cloud. Oh.
Jesus.
And you know, Shaka, I felt the joy of the Lord tonight. Revival joy. Revival joy. Revival joy. Oh, full of glory. Unspeakable joy, glory, glory, Bible joy. He's pouring it out. We drink tonight. We drink tonight. Who came thirsty tonight? Jesus is a fountain of living waters. Oh, the river of God that comes from the throne. And the Bible says that there is a river. What does the river do? It makes glad. You can't get in the river of God, drink from the river, and not be glad. Part of revival is coming alive again. Part of revival is resurrection again. And the church, the sleeping church, needs to rise again and wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, wake up, church. Wake up, South Africa. Wake up, wake up, all nations. Wake up, the days of wonder. The days of wonder. The days of glory. The God of glory. And he's thundering. Signs in the heavens. Wonders beneath. Oh, God, the blind. The dead, signs, wonders, visions, dreams, prophecies, angels, all of it. I'm telling you, Lord, pour out the wine. I pray that there would be new wine flowing. Flowing in abundance. Sweet wine dripping off of the mountains of heaven tonight into every hungry, thirsty soul, every living room watching tonight. May the oil and the wine just come right through the television, right through the computer. I'm so thirsty. I woke up this morning and it was 10:30 and I got under the cloud. And I've just been staying all day. I came out from under the cloud just to bring the cloud to a meeting we had here with some businessmen, 2:00. And that was so good. I thought, God, I should just stay under this until the meeting tonight. And then just show up tonight and overflow. How many of you want an overflow tonight? Do you come to have an encounter with God? Are you watching to have an encounter with God? You're watching because you're hungry. You're watching because you're thirsty. Catch it. Catch it. Catch it like a wave. Let it be released into the nation like a mighty river, like a mighty flood, like a mighty tsunami. God, I'm praying. I'm praying. Shaka. Ha, 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 ha. Ha. Listen, the more filled up I get, the more I get to give away.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Woo! Jesus! Could not be another Pentecost if there wasn't some oil, if there wasn't some wine, if there wasn't some fire. How many of you are saying, God, I need a baptism of power and fire. I want another Pentecost. Something like Azusa Street. Something like the Great Awakening. Something like the Welsh Revival. Open up the wells again. Open up the wells again. How many people are here tonight for the first time? Wait a minute, first time. Wow, wow, wow. I mean, thousands, the first time. Wow. In the balconies, wow, wow, wow. How you, whoosh, come on. Wow. We're asking people from all over the world, come and get under the cloud. We're going to be here all weekend. We're going to be here all next week. And I'm telling you, we're going to be in South Africa for a while. You can get on a plane, train, bus. Come and get under the cloud. Come and get under the cloud. Don't just watch on your television. Come get some. Come get some. Come get under the cloud. Listen, listen. The glory is going to show up tonight in a new impartation. And what I mean is, it's not anything new, but what I'm saying is, there's something tonight about cities in South Africa and watching me in South Africa. Cities that are going to get this fire. I saw the fire of God breaking out all over South Africa and the world, and the world. People coming in and getting the fire and bringing it back out. Some of our associates coming and getting under the cloud, bringing it back out. And I saw simultaneous cities coming into revival, simultaneous outpourings, extended meetings where God was pouring up the glory, signs and wonders, multiple cities at one time in South Africa and spreading all over the world. And people are starting to show up like you. Thousands every day starting to show up because you not only need a healing, you want to see the glory of God, you want to get under the cloud and be touched and changed, but you want to carry something back to your city, to your church, to your nation. Something fresh about impartation. Impartation for leaders, churches, ministry is going to start happening in these meetings. This transferable, changeable anointing. Real sign of revival. Fruit of revival is how many other people get it. It's not revival if it stays with one man, one woman, one ministry, and one church. When it happened on the day of Pentecost, it went everywhere, to the uttermost parts of the earth. What God poured out on the day of Pentecost, when the fire fell on Azusa Street, when John G. Lake brought the fire to this nation, it came all the way from Azusa. It was connected to the Welsh revival. Listen, when the anointing comes and it's the spirit of revival, people can catch it and run with it, spread the fire, hallelujah, light a fire. God, let us light fires tonight all over the world. Light fires tonight in South Africa. Woo! I'm getting reports the largest church in Hamburg, Germany, streaming the meetings. Virginia Beach going to stream the meetings. New York City's going to stream the meetings. Streaming the meetings in England, in Dudley, England. They're having outpouring and overflow in England. If you're in the UK, get to Dudley, England. It's happening in Ireland, Wales, Dubai. I'm getting letters now. I mean, letters from all over the world. Todd, we're running an overflow in our church. 500 people are showing up. 330 people are showing up in my house. We had to rent the pub for an overflow. We had to rent the pub for an overflow because too many people are coming to our house. I mean, over 1,200 living rooms now linked up to revival. That's not churches. How many of you know the fruit of revival is contagious? How contagious is the anointing? Do other people catch it and run with it? And the souls, if you're here tonight for the first time, hundreds every night coming to Christ. Thousands now of decisions in the last 16 days. That's a sign of revival. There might have been almost 1,000 just last night at the altar for salvation. One meeting. We're going to hit day of Pentecost. 3,000, 5,000. The Lord added to the church. And may it be the harvest at the end of the age that never ends. The great awakening harvest. Oh, God, release the harvesting angels. And now, Zion. How many of you just appreciated Zion Matthews tonight? Yeah. Serving for revival. His team. So many. But I'm telling you right now, we got evangelists and fire starters starting to fly in tonight, Sunday, Tuesday. You know why they're coming? They're coming to stay under the anointing with us. But then they want to take it to the streets, the marketplace, the malls. And we're going to begin to start having power evangelism every day. And people getting saved on the streets and the malls every day. We're going to start training and raising up the harvesters. And I've got guys flying in. We've got people coming from all over the world that are coming to catch this fire. And some we're already sending out. Listen, we're sending on Tuesday, Wednesday, down to Worcester. Hallelujah. I'm not saying it right, am I? Somebody. I'm sending somebody with the fire from this place Tuesday, Wednesday, down to Worcester. They're going to have an overflow down there. It's already 2,500 people and 40 churches waiting for us in Worcester. I'm going to be here, but I'm sending somebody to you. We're just going to keep fires going all over South Africa. How many people here tonight are from some city in South Africa somewhere? Wave at me. Come on. Hallelujah. How many pastors we have in the house tonight? Senior full-time pastors. Hungry for revival. Hungry for revival. Jesus. Whoo. The fire of God is here. You're watching. You can catch the fire watching. You're watching in India. Oh, one of the greatest revivals. Listen, I've had a word already about the largest harvest in India of souls. I'm coming, India. I don't know when, but I'm coming out of this revival and bringing it to India. With God TV, we're coming to India. We're going to have the greatest revival festival and awakening in India. Listen, there's something about this place here. People watching don't know, but many of you, that outside of India, this is the largest population of Indians everywhere in the world. This part of the world here in Durban and Phoenix and the largest population of India. I said, God, that you would give us a revival here. Because we've had such a word about the million soul harvest. I mean, one meeting, a million souls in India. One meeting. Every day, a million souls. That's going to happen in India. A million souls every night, one meeting. I had a revival in India, 405,000 decisions for Christ. Planted 4,000 churches out of one revival already. But the Lord said that was just the former rain. But when the latter rain comes, hallelujah, there's something about revival breaking out in this part of the world and going to Australia and going to Southeast Asia and Malaysia and Indonesia and Korea and the Philippines and India and Pakistan, all of this part of the world burning, burning, burning. Don't worry. If you love America and you're praying for America like I do.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
There will be a day we bring the fire back to America. And people will be hungry in America. God will open the stadiums in America again. Stadiums in America. Come on, stadiums. Bring it back. Let's prophesy. This is that. This is a day of outpouring. A day of wonders. Signs and wonders. And visions. And dreams. And stadiums. And raising stones. This is the song of the Lord.
Filling stadiums.
Come on, stand to your feet.
Your glory falling.
Sing it again in the
like
listen to this prophecy
in
song. Pray in your city. In your nation this happens. Come on.
When the rulers of the nations all cry out, how can I? Come on, sing me.
Sing it. Listen to this. In 1 minute, people all over the world, I'm going to ask you to respond. I'm going to ask you to pray. All over the stadium. This church is like a stadium tonight, Pastor. We're full to capacity. And it's going to keep growing. People still coming, hungry. And I'm going to say, tonight we have an opportunity. To see God, say, God, release the angels that bring resurrection power. Life, life, life. Speak it, life, life. The Bible says choose life. Life, life, resurrection, awakening, revival, life. The reason I'm going to ask you to pray is I believe the revival really just begun, blew wide open last night. Friday night in this meeting, something blew open. Listen, and the amazing thing is the prophecy we received. Wendy, Alec said, this weekend, it was just ramping up this weekend. And it's ramping up. She said, the tsunami will be here next weekend. Get on a plane and come for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. The tsunami is coming. We're just ramping up. We're not even at the peak yet. We're not even at the peak yet. As long as the church stays hungry and thirsty, God will never stop pouring it out. People are hungry and thirsty, God will keep coming. Life and death is the word tonight. Listen to me in your homes. We're going to do something tonight because I feel in my spirit that some of the most amazing, notable wonders are going to happen. And if we don't go after it, we're not going to get it. I'm going to go after something tonight. I'm going to go after resurrection life and resurrection power. I have in my hand a request for prayer for a young girl that will die if she does not get healed. Life and death. There are many in life and death situations. Maybe in this meeting, terminal illness, cancer, brought in from a hospital, kidney failure. Watching me, people all over the world, these meetings are in hospitals right now. ICU, people watching on computers and televisions in hospitals with life and death situations. But I got this one prayer request. Maybe 10,000 on the altar prayer requests. We get them all. But this one, Todd, my little girl Jordan will be 5 in a couple months. The doctors have given her 7 months to live. She needs a liver transplant. No guarantee she'll get a liver on time. Come on. She'll be on medications the rest of her life. If she doesn't take this medication, she'll die. Her immune system is compromised, wants to reject the drugs she needs to stay alive. I got this prayer request and I heard the word life. Life. Life for Jordan. Life, life, life for Jordan. Come on, pray with me. Pray with me. Life, resurrection, life, liver, healing, immune system, life, life come into her body. Life, life come into her body. You're watching me. You're watching me. Life, life, resurrection come into Jordan's body. Her immune system, her liver. And when I got this, I felt the Lord said to me, if we will choose life and not death. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. We can speak life. We can speak blessing. We can speak death and cursing. But we will be satisfied with the fruit of our lips. Whatever it is that comes out of our mouth is the harvest we eat. I want to be satisfied with good things. Because what comes out of my mouth is prophesying life and revival and awakening and resurrection. I want to go after resurrection. God, I want the dead to be raised again. If you're watching me on this broadcast right now and you're in a hospital, somebody just had a heart attack, brought them into the hospital within the last 8 hours. You're watching me in an intensive care unit. Somebody that's going to die, breathe their last breath, on life support, in a coma right now. I want you, listen, I'm going to get your prayer request if you'll do this. I'm going to pray tonight in this revival, under this anointing, if you respond right now. Put life or death in the subject line, life or death, and send an email right now to awakening@god.tv. Right now, in the next minute, I want you to send a request. If you have a life and death situation, you're in a hospital, you're at somebody's bed that's dying, if somebody's even died in the last 8 hours, I mean, we're going to pray from this platform tonight as people ask all over the world for terminal condition, incurable. You need a heart transplant, liver transplant, kidney transplant. You can live and not die. You can be raised up off your deathbed, healed of cancer, whatever it is. But you can send me right now. Go to the computer. Go to the computer. Get on your phone. awakening@god.tv. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's happening. And write life or death in the subject line. Life or death. It's the only way I'm going to get it. We got 5,000, 10,000 prayer requests coming. Amazing. Every night, thousands. We're taking every prayer request, putting them on the altar. But right now, how many of you want to begin to be a place that people can reach out to from around the world and we can speak life and resurrection? We can pray for the dead to be raised, cancers to be healed, terminally ill to be healed. We can pray for heart and liver transplant. We can pray for terminal condition, HIV, AIDS healing. We can reach out in the hospitals right now by the power of television and And people are watching and responding. Awakening at God.tv, life or death in the subject line. Why? I have a word from the Lord that tonight's a night to cancel death. 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 And I'm going to get these prayer requests for life and death situations. You can be seated tonight for a moment. Thank you, worship team. We just have the keyboard. Just keep the keyboard. Just a great anointing here flowing. We're just getting under this tonight. I'm following the Holy Ghost.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
I'm here to follow the Holy Ghost. Last night we prayed for 5,500 people, anointed them with oil. Prayed over 5,000 prayer cloths. People are asking for prayer cloths. GodTV.com. You can request one of the prayer cloths. They're free, by the way. Just so you make it clear, they're free. If somebody wants to sow and plant a seed and sow into revival, they can. But the prayer requests for the prayer cloths, they're free. We have 10,000 to give away to people around the world. But if you want to say thank you and sow a seed into revival with GodTV, because you're blessed by what you're seeing, do that. But something blew open last night, and now we're under this open end.
3, 2, 1, 6. Precious brother or sister, it is time, if you are in that hour of desperate need, that you email us right now at awakening@god.tv. That's awakening@god.tv. In the subject line, put life or death, and give us one or two lines so we can physically take that prayer request from our media room right here, and we're going to take it to the stage so Todd can pray for you now.
Yes, we've got the emails open here, and we can see it come in right away, so we can print it in the communications room. Unfortunately, our printer doesn't work here anymore.
It works.
So we have to go and fetch it in the communications room.
50 feet away.
But we have it right here. We print it in the communications room. We can get it to the altar immediately.
Absolutely. So if you're in that place of need, desperate life or death need, awakening@god.tv, life or death in the subject line, and we will get it to Todd in minutes so he can pray for you now. Back to Todd.
People will just, under that glory, get raised up. Tumors will just shrink. Deaf ears will pop open, blind eyes. It's been happening already. It's been happening already. But we're not at the fullness yet. We're not at the fullness yet. Lord, I pray that people in this room, men and women right now, I pray that even in the anointing right now, they would receive healing in their body. I just pray that somebody that needs a new lung, I got this word right now. These prayer requests are coming in for life and death, life and death. Awakening at God.tv, put life and death in the subject line. I will pray with you right now. We are live, Great Awakening, Healing Revival, South Africa. We are live. If you're watching right now on computer, on the internet, you're watching on television right now, and you respond in this moment, we will pray with you live with millions around the world, and we will command resurrection. Hallelujah. And we're going to get these requests right now. I've got two in my hand that have just come in. One for Gregory Dreyer, who is in intensive care unit hospital in Cape Town. The cancer has spread all over the body. How many of you want to defeat a terminal cancer? They're watching me in the intensive care unit in Cape Town. They're watching us in the hospital in Cape Town. We are going to command. Everybody lift up their voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I command the spirit of death and cancer. Come out of Gregory's body now. Jesus, step into that hospital room and let every cancer cell die. Let that foul spirit of cancer come out of the body now in Jesus' name. We pray for Gregory to have life. Say it. Life. Life. In your homes, life. Life for Gregory. Life. Resurrection. Cancer free. Raised up off of the deathbed. The Lord told me, because this happened in Lakeland, Florida. We started to pray for this kind of stuff, and that's when we started to see the power of God ramp up. We started to get testimonies of people that were brain dead, healed, life support healed. We had many testimonies of people even raised from the dead. Many of those we had medical teams verify. In fact, we verified at one point two medical teams went out and the claims of people being raised from the dead from around the world in revival, many on television, 22 were found to be miraculous resuscitations. Listen. We are putting a team together in these meetings to help us verify. People watching, we're putting a team together. We've got them flying in right now. We're trying to get our people out from California, from Korea, from all over the world, come and help us. And we're going to put a verification team to follow up all the claims of healing and get people to the doctors and get the medical verifications. Hallelujah. Because I believe we're moving into a day of wonders where God, he's going to show his power. Hallelujah. God is going to show it. But when we started to go after life and rebuke death, and we started to pray for the requests that we would get in Lakeland, Florida during the height of revival, we would start praying, even on the television, live. We'd pray for resurrections. People would say, you know, somebody had a heart attack and died 6 hours ago. They'd call us. I'd pray for them on the television. We'd get a resurrection. How many of you want to see those resurrection angels? God, release resurrection life. Release resurrection angels. We want the dead to be raised. Right now, I got one. Hallelujah. Dear pastor, please pray for my sister. She's in intensive care right now, suffering from cancer. Come on, everybody lift up the voice and pray for cancer healings right now. They're coming in. Right now, they're watching us in hospitals all over the world. Intensive care unit is bringing the revival into the hospitals. Come on, God, raise up people on their deathbed with cancer in the hospitals right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of death, spirit of cancer, go, go, go. Let there be resurrection, life, 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 cancer healings, angels bringing healing into bodies. Why do I say angels? Jesus the healer. But the angels do his word. They're called ministering spirits. And when the Lord speaks the word, the angels do it. It's Jesus that heals. Only Jesus. But I am believing. Look at what's happening here. People are responding that are on their deathbed. How many of you want to see resurrection? Come on. Bring me people on stretchers. Bring me the ambulances. Bring me the buses. Hallelujah. We never back down. Our job is to pray. God does the rest. Whatever you ask for in praying, believing, you'll receive. Somebody's got to start asking for big stuff. I'm asking for life. I'm asking for resurrection. I'm commanding, come out of your coma. I'm commanding you, get out of your deathbed. Walk and guys, and get out of your wheelchair and take a step of faith and be healed. You just start speaking stuff into the atmosphere. Somebody's going to grab it and just respond. You might be getting healed right now. I'm talking about the power of God. Something's happening in your body right now. If you feel something, anything beginning to happen in your body, like God's touching you, stand up and respond. I want you to stand to your feet. You start feeling the anointing come on your body. And the pain starts going. God starts healing you. Or you believe God's touching you and healing you. We want to bless whatever the Holy Spirit's doing. So at any moment you need to interrupt me because you're in the middle of receiving a healing, you just go ahead and stand up and walk down to the front. And one of my ushers will approach you and ask you what's happening. But I'm telling you right now, Holy Spirit, you have permission. In fact, I pray, God, that you would break out all over the room with sovereign healing and miracles. Even as I'm speaking and testifying and preaching and praying, I pray that a realm of glory would come and tumors would leave bodies, cancers would leave bodies, sickness would leave bodies, diseases would leave bodies, pain would leave bodies. In the name of Jesus, you can rise and be healed right now. You can use your faith, stand on your feet, grab the hem of his garment, and God will touch you. God will meet you. God will heal you. Now, Sakabakata. Hallelujah. Help me out. Help me out. Take these. Hallelujah. Help me out. Look at this. They're coming from around the world. How many of you can be the body of Christ with me? Just take a few minutes and be the body of Christ with me. We're after something tonight. We're contending for life and death. We're saying, God, you can trust us with wonders. You can trust us with resurrections. What do I have here in my hands? It's a picture of a baby. Can you see that on the television? Which camera? Which camera can I put this on? Right here? Can you see that in your living rooms? You see that? See that precious baby? Get it in your spirit. Get it in your spirit. Pray right now. Reach out to that child. Touch your television. Touch your computer. Touch this baby. Come on, right now. Life, 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 life.
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Life, come on, reach up, touch her, touch her. Life, life, life. What's wrong? We're speaking life. She needs prayer desperately. Desperately. She's going to have an operation. Very sick. Needs a liver transplant. Doesn't have a liver donor. Baby will die. Baby will die if somebody doesn't speak life. Jesus! New liver, new liver, new liver, new liver. Let the angels get a liver out of the body part room in heaven and bring a liver down and put it in this baby's body right now. I command the liver to be made whole, and it would be a wonder. Take this because it's so precious. I pray for this resurrection in Jesus' name. Look at this, all these prayer requests. Let me read them to you and we're going to pray. Everybody in the room, let me activate your faith with me. If you're feeling something right now in the room and God's touching you, just stand up and come forward. Stand. Just respond. One of my ushers, if anybody comes forward, find out what's happening. If somebody comes to the... And why am I putting it out there? Because I'm expecting miracles to happen in the glory, even without me touching you, without a word of knowledge, without a vision, without a dream. I'm expecting that the Holy Ghost will come on people that start praying for themselves and say, God, I'm here to get healed. I need it right now. I need a miracle right now. I'm tired of being in pain. I'm tired of suffering. I'm not going to die of this tumor and cancer. And many of you are feeling the power of God, burning fire, heat, electricity. Healing is breaking out in this room, and requests for life and death situations are coming in from around the world. Hallelujah. Right now, I have another prayer request. HIV, AIDS. We got to get somebody healed that's going to die because they have full-blown HIV, AIDS. Another full-blown HIV, AIDS right now. Watching me in Auckland, New Zealand. Heart attack. She's going to die. Her kidneys are failing. Heart attack, Auckland, New Zealand. We're going to pray right now. We're praying. Come on, everybody, start praying in tongues. Pray for Darlene, terminally ill, Lou Gehrig's disease. She needs a miracle or she will die. I got a terminal brain disease. Linda, I hear you. A terminal brain disease right now. I've got another prayer request right now. Cancer, two tumors in the brain. Oh, God, shrink the tumors in the brain. Start praying. Cancer healings, HIV healings, heart attack healings, kidney healings, God. I speak life. Life, life. I'm praying right now for Hannah. One kidney. Oh, God, I pray for a new kidney right now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. These new kidneys right now. We're going to put these on the altar. Put them on the altar. Any prayer request, you can send it. Prayer request. You can send it at God.tv. Prayer at God.tv. We'll put it on the altar. But this is life and death. I have another one right here. A patient who passed away today. Shakabakata. Resurrection! Resurrection! God, raise the dead! Raise the dead! Let life come back! Let a spirit come back in your body! I'm a nurse in intensive care unit praying for resurrection. Fighting lung cancer right now. Come on, pray for lung cancer. Pray for Sam's mom right now. In the hospital with cancer, watching right now, we command cancer, come out of your body in Jesus' name. Military hospital in Pretoria, serious cancer. God, this healing power all the way to Pretoria. Let cancer. eyes be healed in Pretoria, South Africa. Oh, Sakabakata. Take them to the altar. Take them to the altar. Send your prayer request. We're going to print them out and put them on the altar. Oh, what's happening down here? Are these people getting touched? What's happening? Bring them up. Bring them up. Bring them up. I mean, we're not praying for miracles yet, but stuff starts breaking out. We're going to let God move tonight. We're going to have a move of God. Who's here to be under the move of God tonight? We're flowing in the anointing. God, release healing. God's touching you and healing you, and you're watching. Send us a testimony. Tell me what's happening. You're watching right now. God's healing people right now in Jesus' name. Right now, they're just sending in requests from all over the world. Here's another one. Hallelujah. Todd, I'm watching God TV right now. My three-year-old daughter has a brain tumor. I'm watching right now. Come on, we're praying for this little girl, 3 years old, her brain. Come on, pray, 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 pray in the Holy Ghost. God, touch the brain. They're watching God TV right now. You're watching me? Put your hand on your daughter's head. Put your hand. Don't bring that too far. I need it. Hallelujah. I'm putting all my prayer requests on there. I'm telling you right now in the name of Jesus, let that brain be healed. Let that brain be healed. You're watching me? Put your hand on your daughter's brain. Hallelujah. You know what I'm going to do on Monday night? I'm telling the world now. I'm telling the world now. For the first time, I've never done this in 16 years preaching. I'm going to have a miracle, a children's service, a healing miracle service for children on Monday night. And we're going to lay hands on every child, every teenager. We're asking you to bring out your families on Monday night. Come with your families. If you're watching, be here for Monday night. We're going to have a service, a special healing service for teenagers, for children. We'll pray for everybody. You don't have to be a child, but you can bring your granddaughter, your grandson. And if you can't get your children here, bring me a stuffy, bring me a prayer blanket, bring me a t-shirt, anything, even if they're backslidden and don't know Jesus, and I'll anoint them with oil. It's going to be like the prayer cloths, but this time you're going to bring a point of contact. You're going to bring something to activate your faith that represents a child somewhere, a grandchild that needs a miracle, and I'm going to anoint it. You can bring me a stuffy bear. You can bring me a lamb. You can bring me a baby blanket. You can bring me a t-shirt. You can bring me, you know, your son or daughter might be addicted to drugs and alcohol, and they're backslidden. I'll pray over it, and you can bring it back home. They won't even know, and God will release their soul. Hallelujah. There's going to be revival in families. And I'm telling you that because I know you're watching with your little girl right now. God's healing you right now, but you're going to want to tune in on Monday night for this children miracle healing service. We're going to get all the children up front worshiping. Something's going to break out. This revival is going to pour out on sons and daughters. It's going to be the hearts of fathers turn the children, the hearts of children turn the fathers. God will heal the land. He will restore broken homes and families and marriages. He's going to restore sons and daughters, bring home backslidden sons and daughters, and he's going to release incredible miracles to the children. You're going to want to be here Monday night. Especially send a text message, send an email, tell somebody that has a sick child they need to be here. We got more. What's happening here? Tell me right now, Fergus.
Would you pray over this iPad over the next 24 hours as we broadcast this program to the nations? We want it to be a something that our viewers can grab hold of, that if they've missed the live in South Africa, as we watch
repeat
for the
it's
next
24
hours,
the anointing,
that the anointing that's on this service right now will
come on,
be
everybody
up.
Stretch out your hand. Come on, help me, help me. What's happening here? What's happening here?
Todd, this first lady, she come up, her right knee had been hurting her a long time. She's felt the fire of God come.
Felt fire in her knee. And is the pain gone?
Pain's completely gone.
Show me. Your right knee. How long has you suffered with that?
On and off, lots of years.
It was in pain when you came in?
Yeah, it was.
And you have no pain now?
No pain.
You felt fire go through your leg?
Still feel
fire. Just show me. Make sure it's healed. No pain at all?
No pain.
Lord, we thank you for a brand new knee and ligaments and all of it. Now in Jesus' mighty name, hallelujah. Come on, the Lord will heal cancer. Lord will give you a new knee. He'll give you a new hip. He'll give you a new elbow. He'll give you a new spine. He'll give you a new liver, whatever it is. What's happening here, Eric?
I taught this woman has cervical cancer.
Cancer.
And when you prayed, a warmth came over her body and she feels no pain.
Come step out here. Your body was full of pain from the cancer. Is that what you're saying?
I had a headache.
What kind of cancer?
Cervical
cancer.
Yes.
Did you have pain when you came tonight?
Yes.
When I started praying or speaking that there was healing in the room, did you feel something?
I felt the heat.
You felt fire?
And I felt the pain leave.
The pain left your body.
Yes.
Instantly.
Yes.
The pain from the cancer. You had it, and then something just left your body?
Yes. And the cough.
You have no pain now?
Mm-hmm.
What made the doctors find that this cancer is gone from the cervix?
You're listening to The Great Awakening on VFN Radio.
Cervix. Because we tried out cancer in Jesus' name, and we say life over you and life over your wound. Come on. Something's happening. What's happening here, John?
Todd, she said...
We've got to keep them moving.
She's had tumors.
Come on. You've had tumors.
In her brain.
Tumors in your brain
and
for how long?
And she's felt shaky.
What about 2 years?
Tumors in your brain for how many years?
2 years.
2 years. How many tumors? Do you know?
I got four.
And have you been back to the doctor?
I went to the doctor. The last week when I came...
Last week.
And my head was shaking when you prayed, I got ill.
Have you been to the doctors?
Yes.
Are the tumors still there?
No.
The tumors are gone.
Yeah.
You've been to the doctors?
Yes.
Lord, thank you for healing the tumors! No tumor! She was here last week. Brain tumors. Hallelujah. Come on, give Jesus a mighty shout. Come over here. Tell me, Eric, what's happening?
Todd, this man had lower back problems. When you
lower
prayed,
back?
Yes, when you prayed, a warmth came over his back, and now he's got no pain whatsoever.
You had a heat go through your back,
yes.
And you had pain when you came in?
Yes.
Is there any pain now?
So I feel
show
pain.
Me, show me, show me. Yeah, show me. You have no pain. God's given him a new back, new discs, all of it, God, new spine, all of it. In the name of Jesus, bam, power just go through his body. Shakabakata. You feel that? That's the glory. Now I pray the fire of God. The fire of God be on your family. The fire of God be on your house. Jesus' name. Let me tell you something in the room. I keep seeing, maybe you're watching me. I keep seeing the lung, the left lung, and somebody breathing, and you need to have a new lung. There's something about your lung, a disease, something with the lung. And I was praying, and God gave you a new lung. Is there somebody right there? Just came from the hospital. I just had an open vision of God healing somebody's lung and giving them a new lung. Come in from the hospital. Can everybody stand to their feet as I come to this man that just came to the hospital? Listen, if you're watching, people are coming from the hospitals to get healed. They're checking out of the hospitals to come get healed. They're getting healed in the intensive care unit. I just had a vision. And I got to pray because when the Lord speaks this specifically to me about lung failure and a lung disease, can you tell me, sir, what's wrong with your lung? Is it a lung disease? Was it from cancer?
No.
Is it your left lung?
No.
Do you believe the vision I just had is true? The Lord showed me somebody would receive a new left lung. No. You're the only man that needs a new left lung that came from the hospital. And I just heard Jesus say, I'm going to give somebody a new left lung. Can I pray for you? I'm going to pray for you. Can you put your hands up? Just put your hands up. Thank you, Lord. Are you a Christian or Muslim or Hindu? What's your background? We just welcome you tonight. I pray that Jesus Christ of Nazareth give you a new lung. Everybody praying that the breath of God come into his lungs right now. Breath of God come into his lungs right now. Power just begin to move in his body in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Breathe for me. Breathe out. Breathe. Ha, yeah. Breathe, breathe. Breathe again. What's happening? What are you feeling right now? You're feeling what? You're breathing. You're breathing. You're breathing.
Yes.
Could you breathe like that before? Could you breathe like this before?
No.
No, you couldn't. You just came from the hospital. Wow, he's shocked. Which hospital were you in?
Entebbe.
How long were you in the hospital for?
3 weeks.
Put your hands up like this. Close your eyes and say, Jesus, I need a new lung. Just ask him, Jesus,
I need a new lung.
He's going to give it to you right now. Holy Ghost, give him a new lung. Oh, command light and breath, light and breath, lung disease, go in Jesus' name. Pow! Hallelujah. Just breathe again. Take some breaths. Take some breaths. Take some breaths. There you go. Can you walk? Is it difficult to walk because of the oxygen? Can you walk over to the, and then come back to me. Walk over there and come back to me. I got to get him moving. Something's happened. I got to get him moving. He couldn't walk. He just came from the hospital. The oxygen in his lungs makes it difficult, weak. Can you walk? Can you breathe?
Yes.
What are you feeling right now?
Feeling much better than what I was.
Much better. I believe that when you go back to the doctor, come on, Lord, when he goes back, let them find inside of his chest a brand new left lung. Jesus' name, hallelujah. Woo. That anointing is going to stay on you. Do you feel heat or anything? Are you feel like a heat or electricity? Any sensation?
Heat.
Heat. That's why you're taking your hat off. Hallelujah. Come on, praise the Lord. What's happening, Eric? John, what's happening?
This man came with a right eye that was totally misty. He's seeing out of it.
You're seeing out of your eye.
His left eye's still blind, but he's beginning to see clear with his right.
You're seeing out of your one eye.
Yeah, one eye.
Did something happen tonight?
Yes.
Your eye opened.
When I came in, yeah, I couldn't see you with the right eye.
Wait a minute. When he came into the meeting, he could not see out of his right eye.
Yeah,
can you see now?
It was too misty, but now I can see clearly.
You can see clearly now out of your right eye.
Right eye.
Let's pray for the left eye. Come on. His right eye opened coming into the meeting. I'm going to pray that his other eyeball open right now. Can you pray with me, church? Pray in your living rooms. Don't just be watching, eating popcorn on the couch like this is television. This is revival, and you're engaged. Stand up in your living room. Come on, in your house church. You're praying with me in the church in Dublin, in Germany, in Ireland, in Wales, all over the world. Praying right now, the blind see. I pray blind people all over this room. You got a blind eye? Put your hand on your blind eye and say, God, if you're opening blind eyes right now, open my eyes. Somebody get some faith and say, God, if you're going to open one person's blind eye, then open mine and put your hand on your eyes right now, and you can be healed in the glory. Lord, I pray that this eye right now would begin to see, and that your power would regenerate his vision, and sight would come. Oh, I felt a jolt. Look at me now. Can you see anything?
Can you see
in the other eye? Cover the one eye. Can you see there?
Yeah, I can see clearly.
How many fingers?
Five.
Five. You see that? How many fingers?
Three.
How many fingers?
Two.
How many fingers?
One.
Come on, something's happening. Cover this up. Can you see here?
No, I can't see anything. I'm misty.
Any light? Anything at all?
I can get some light, but can't see nothing.
Can you feel anything? Lord, regenerate his eye. Come on, God, open one blind eye. Let's pray that the other eye regenerate. Hallelujah! 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 In Jesus' name. Okay, check it now. Just check it now. Ooh. Can you see anything?
I can see a little bit brighter, a little bit.
You can see my hand, the shadow.
Yeah, I can see a shadow, yeah.
Can you see it moving? Can you see any fingers?
No, I can't see no fingers.
Well, Lord, we thank you that this miracle's working. Come on, Jesus, open one eye. He'll open the other. Hallelujah. What's happening here, Eric? Tell me what's happening.
I told this woman's from Richards Bay. It's quite a drive away.
From where?
From Richards Bay. That's north of Durban.
Richards Bay,
yes.
South Africa. How far is Richards Bay, honey? How long did it take you to get here?
About two and a half hours.
How many hours?
Two and a half hours.
Were you watching on God TV?
Yes.
Is that how you heard about the revival?
Yes, every day.
And you drove up here to get some?
Yes. My daughter brought me down.
Your daughter drove you?
Yes.
Did you get touched? What's happening to you?
Yes.
What happened? Tell me what happened.
Todd, when she got in, she had severe body pains as the worship started and prayers being released. She felt the pain go.
You got healed in the worship.
Yes.
While we were worshiping, the pain that was in your body left.
Yes.
You have no pain now?
No,
make sure.
Nothing.
Make sure. No pain at all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. bam, Holy Ghost, let the glory be all over her. Bam, in Jesus' name. Woo, that's the anointing. That's the anointing. John, what's happening?
You're listening to VFN Radio, and you've just been listening to the Great Awakening taking place in South Africa, which we believe can be a part of helping bring America's third great awakening. And don't forget, you can catch it in its entirety at God.TV. Thanks for listening. VFN Radio.